Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Thursday morning. Happy Thursday morning. Now, the podcast is going to be a little bit more autobiographical this morning, a little bit more about me. And I know that many of you are going to be able to relate, but I'm hoping that it's going to be encouraging. And I guess I'd want to say it this way. It's working. It's really working. And I don't really have a title for this morning's podcast. Actually, I do. Let me back up. The title of the podcast this morning is It's Working. And I want to do kind of a short celebration. And don't expect the rest of the podcast to be this short, actually to toot my own horn, to give myself an encouragement. For me to be able to do these daily podcasts in 7, 8, 9 minutes is already a bit of a feat for me. So it's working. It really is working. And when I say it, what do I mean by it? What I mean is what we've been doing. You know, Lectio Divina, what we've been doing the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, being with Jesus and slowly but surely becoming like Jesus. It's working. We've been meditating not only in the morning but throughout the day, which simply means to keep the truth of God in our hearts and in our minds. We've been letting the Word of God that we read in the morning, in this, you know, season it's been in the book of Titus, to just be animated by the Spirit and roll around in our mind and our heart and flow out of our lives throughout the day, and it's working. Okay, so here's a story. Yesterday, I was in a situation that I find myself in sometimes, and it's a situation, and I'm not going to go into the detail. It would take a little bit too long, too much explanation, but I was in a situation that I find myself in sometimes that really, really ticks me off. And there's something about this situation that just really, really gets my goat, ticks me off, whatever, you know, euphemism you want to use for getting angry. Maybe you can relate. Maybe there's a situation that you are in regularly, or a person you're with regularly, or something that happens, you know, somewhat regularly, or that can happen at the drop of the hat that really, really ticks you off. Maybe you can relate. Anyway, there I was. It was happening, and this is important. I was about to reach for my normal way of acting or reacting, my normal way of reacting, the way I would normally act in this situation, almost like a reflex, and then it happened. Then it happened. And just a little bit of backstory, that morning, so yesterday morning, I was doing what we've been doing. You know, I'm in the book of Titus, and I'm reading through the book, and I'm in chapter 3, and verse 2, toward the end of verse 2, and the phrase is, be gentle toward everyone. And so that morning, I was just saying that verse, that phrase, over and over and over again in my mind, be gentle toward everyone, be gentle toward everyone. And I'm trying to take the advice that I'm giving all of us every morning. We don't want this to just be the talk in the morning. We want it to be a conversation that lasts throughout the day. And that day I happened to continue the conversation with Jesus and just allowing that phrase, be gentle toward everyone, be gentle toward everyone, be gentle, to roll around in my mind. So again, there I was. And I was about to react the normal way that I do, which is anything but gentle in this situation. And something incredible happened. I caught myself in the act. I caught myself kind of revving up. The train was about to leave the station. I caught myself in the act, and then everything slowed down. And it was like God was so patient in the moment. And immediately, it was like I began to observe myself and I saw how I would normally react and how I was about to react. And I saw my normal reaction for what it is, how selfish it is, how immature it is, how demanding, you know, it is. And I think because I was meditating and doing what we've been talking about doing, there was this new response that was right there. It was this new response. And right there in the moment, the Lord just reminded me, not only in my mind, but in my heart, Travis, be gentle toward everyone. Gentleness is kindness. The Greek word toward literally means to reach toward someone. And I looked up everyone in Greek, and it means, you guessed it, everyone. So kindness or gentleness, reaching out toward everyone. And I thought in the moment, I mean, this is all time slowed down, and I thought about the life of Jesus and the death of Jesus. And there was this new response that rose up within me, and it almost felt natural. And I responded for the first time in this situation that normally really ticks me off in a gentle and a kind way. Again, it was almost natural. It was almost automatic. And to be honest, I didn't even, you know, grit my teeth or clench my fist or try really hard to respond in gentleness and kindness. It was like, it was natural for the first time. It was like I was like Jesus. I was with Jesus and seeing my life become a little bit more like Jesus. And it's working. Hallelujah. I mean, it's working. What we've been practicing is working. It's working with me. The Spirit's moving. It's working, you know, with you, this meditating on Scripture, this Lectio Divina, this having a conversation with Jesus throughout the day. Travis, be gentle toward everyone. Be gentle toward everyone. Let your kindness and gentleness be reaching out toward everyone, those that tick you off and those that don't, in this situation and in that situation. And so you know what I'm going to do again today? I'm just going to let that line from Titus chapter 3, verse 2, be gentle toward everyone, just roll around in my mind and my heart and hopefully just come out in my hands and my feet and my look and my posture. And I'm going to talk with Jesus today about what gentleness and kindness looks like no matter how I'm treated, and look for an opportunity, because I get to be with Jesus throughout the day, to slowly but surely become more like Jesus throughout the day. So let's commit to that together. Let's say yes to that. Let's realize that that's the essence, the heart, the backbone, the lifeblood, the foundation of the gospel. And let's walk around by the power of the Spirit like little Christ, being gentle toward everyone, reaching out in gentleness and in kindness toward anyone and everyone. So celebrating today, I'm celebrating a win for me in the kingdom. It's working. It's really, really working. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.